Economist Mohamed El-Aryan expects core inflation to continue rising. By Ethan Lechman on October 11, 2022. Core inflation will continue to rise but expect headline inflation to come down, El-Aryan's chief economic advisor Mohamed El-Aryan said Sunday. Headline inflation will probably come down to about 8%. But core inflation, what measures the drivers of inflation and how broad they are, is still going up, said El-Aryan while appearing on CBS's Face the Nation. Core inflation covers all goods and services that are included in the Consumer Price Index except for food and energy prices, which are included in headline inflation. El-Aryan, who is also the president of Queen's College in Cambridge, noted that while he does expect inflation to go down at some point, he questioned whether it comes down with a slowdown in the economy or a major recession. The Economist also stated Sunday he believes the Federal Reserve made two major mistakes that were totally avoidable when handling inflation. One is mischaracterizing inflation as transitory. By that, they meant it as temporary, it's reversible, don't worry about it, he said. For mistake number two, El-Aryan noted that when the Fed recognized that inflation was becoming a problem, they did not take any meaningful action. As a result of not taking any preventive measures, El-Aryan believes the Fed is at risk of making another major mistake. By not easing the foot off the accelerator last year, they are slamming on the brakes this year, which would tip us into recession, The Economist told host Major Garrett. Despite El-Aryan's assessment that the U.S. is heading into a recession, the economy has already contracted for two consecutive quarters this year, which is one popular definition of a recession. Inflation under the Biden administration has jumped by 8.3% since last year. Grocery prices have increased by 13.5%, while gasoline prices have hiked by 25.6%. You can follow Ethan Lechman on Twitter at @EthanLechman.